This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Plains FM Features. We've got Cassie here today. Hello, Cassie. Cassie works with the Many Hats Theatre Group, a group that works with people with intellectual and learning disabilities. They work with migrant and refugee communities, as well as people who are just trying to upskill themselves, learn skills like video production, learn skills like singing, dancing, acting. Welcome, Cassie. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How is your day going?
It's beautiful outside, so great.
Yeah, it's so nice, right? All of the summery vibes putting us in a good mood.
Absolutely.
Okay, Cassie, let's get into it. Can you give us a little brief on who you are and what you do with Many Hats Theatre, please?
Sure thing. So I am the administrator for Many Hats Theatre Company. We were started by an organisation called Skillwise, as you said, who support adults with intellectual and learning disabilities. We are not limited to that, but that's the main group that we started the company off for. Yes, so that's what we are.
How long back was Many Hat Theatre Group started?
Okay, so as of this year, we are on our 10-year anniversary, which is really exciting.
Amazing,
yeah,
okay.
Definitely. So it was meant to be just a two-hour slot that Skillwise started, and over the years we have developed it into numerous different groups.
Do you all sort of organise plays? Do you all produce plays?
So Many Hats, we have different groups at different levels. Mm-hmm. We were also given a grant by Ministry of Culture and Heritage, which mm-hmm. has allowed us to start a few different groups as well. We get people to tell their stories, and as their stories unfold, we bring in people to help them develop their skills, and we put on live shows. If their passion is radio, do radio, YouTube, video, theatre, anything that they can imagine, we can help them develop their skills in.
Oh, wow. So are all of these structured? Like, do you all sort of come in and help them build plays, help them with skills to build video production?
Yes. So what we do is we sit down with the groups. So we have an intellectual and learning disability group. We have a performance group, an introductory group, blind and low vision, physical disability, and there's a few others starting up. We get what they want to improve in themselves. So they might be a really good singer. So we'll bring in a person to help them with their singing and microphone work for a 2 to 3 week workshop, as well as everyone else in the group, so everyone else can learn that. Or if they want to learn a bit more about movement, so within the stage we can bring in movement teachers and dance teachers.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a huge range of skills then. And how do you sort of find professionals to come help you? Are these people volunteers?
No. So they are paid professionals. So they're professional practitioners that come in and are specific to their art. So we have had lately, we've had Sarah, who is a movement coach. She does lots of dance as well as just teaching them how to move their bodies and all that sort of thing. Catherine Gillian, I hope I've said that right, does drums and percussion with them. That was someone's sort of thing to learn a bit more music and all that. Carlo does improvisation, so we teach them how to improvise on their stories and teach them how to act as a character as well, so he does that. And we have Stuart Lloyd Harris, who helps them with sound. So if someone's really excited about learning how to do the soundboards or using microphones or lighting, that Stuart comes in and helps with that.
Wow, that's immense. Like, I mean, just the amount of stuff that y'all are doing and helping all of these people, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so they do like 2 to 3 week stints, and they might come in and do some clown work, for example, if one of them wants to learn about a character or something like that, or movement with silk and that sort of thing. And then might leave it a few weeks and bring someone else in and practice their new arts. And yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's take a short break and come back with a lot more questions after we are through. Welcome back, Peef. Before this, Cassie was just telling us about the array of stuff they do and help the people who come, or the groups who come sort of to Many Hat Theatre. Cassie, how is the reception with the people that you work with? You know, how do they react to the support and the environment that you all build for them?
Yeah, so definitely they love coming and learning different skills, and that we also, it's a great place to make friendships and expand their community. So especially with certain groups that we have, they might have quite a close-knit community, but coming to Many Hats shows them different skills that they can use out in their community and teach other people around them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they really love it and enjoy their time. It's not – some groups are only 2 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and other groups are a whole day. So we have different amounts of
Got
time
it.
That people come and, yeah, and the community definitely love seeing the outcome of what we produce at the end of it as well.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. The performers just are at a next level to others and everything like that. So it's wonderful.
That's amazing. Just speaking of environment, what is the studio, the theater that you'll have? Is it a full-time location or do you all use the venue of another association or an organization?
No, so we have a purpose-built teaching theater,
mm-hmm.
has a full lighting rig, sound rig. It also has a stage and it can seat up to 50 people so at a time. So everything's purpose-built for it. It's a full-time theatre as such.
Wow, yeah. A complete theatre, huh?
Yep, definitely.
That's insane. How many plays do you all put together in a year?
So each group has a performance,
mm-hmm.
and at the start of the year they decide if it is to be a performance on stage, mm-hmm. in person, or if it's to be a film, or if it's to be a YouTube, part of a YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
or radio. So, yeah, so that's so this year we've got one.
Okay.
We have a live performance at the end of the year called A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
It is their interpretation of the traditional Christmas carol but bringing in today's society and reflections on that.
Got it. And who writes the scripts and who sort of produces the performance?
So the performers write the script.
Okay.
So everyone has an input into the script. So it's not one set person that writes the script and they learn their lines.
Yes.
Everyone has their input into it and they all write parts of the script.
Okay. And I'm guessing there's a lot of music production that happens behind the scenes too.
Yep. So there is, but there's usually only a few people that choose what music is going to go behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And they work really hard to work out what they want to do.
So yeah.
To suit the performance.
I'm guessing A Christmas Carol is going to be happening quite soon.
So it is. It starts at the end of November and runs through to the first weekend in December. And we have both matinee shows and nighttime shows.
Okay.
And you can go to the Facebook, Many Hats Facebook page, and it has a link to the tickets.
Okay.
Sales on there. So that's really good. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll take another break and we'll be right back.
The price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back, soon you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. Cause you're my favorite subject, my sweet
submissive subject, my loyal, royal subject, forever and ever. Like before, I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away the sting we heard. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back. We were just talking about the facilities at the Many Hats Theatre Group, and I was just so stunned. Cassie was telling me that they've got a purpose-built theatre system, lights, sound, the whole set, and it's so impressive, the environment that they've built for the folks that come there to perform and to be a part of the community over there. Cassie, are you all still taking in people? Are you all still organizing groups where people can come and participate?
We definitely are. We're just starting at the moment, just starting a start date actually, for the new migrant and former refugee group. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get people to come make new friends and also practice their English. So you don't have to have perfect English. It's also trying to expand everyone's community. So being able to meet different people that you might not necessarily interact with on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, we're also, our blind and low vision group and physical disability groups are definitely looking, always looking for new people. We never knock anyone back. It's a pretty much an open door. It's free. Mm-hmm. So we don't charge anyone anything for it. It's a free of charge as we got funding for it. And, yeah, so that's what it is.
So if someone wants to come and join or participate, where would you like them to go?
So we have a website, which mm-hmm. is manyhatstheatre.co.nz.
Yes.
They can send an email through that, which has all the contact, or they can go onto the Facebook page and get it from there as well.
Perfect. I do suggest y'all go and visit the Many Hats Theatre website. I was on it a little earlier today and the website's spectacular. They have some beautiful, beautiful pictures of performers there. And yeah, just sort of going through the pictures, I was just like, you have to go and attend the Christmas Carol play. If it looks like anything in those pictures, you are going to be blown away. It's spectacular. Is there anything you'd like to
yes. let us know? So we also have 2 films coming out, either the end of the year or the start of next year. They are finished. We're just waiting on dates of when they will be shown at Lumio.
Wow.
So it's called Head in the Box, mm-hmm. which is done by our Intellectual and Learning Disabilities group. And Boring Old Dishes by our blind and low vision groups.
Could you give us a short brief on what these two are?
I have to sort of keep it pretty close. Uh-huh.
Maybe just a liner, just like a one-liner.
So the blind and low vision group is showing how their community addresses performance. Mm-hmm. And the Head in the Box, which is the other film, is snippets of them learning and that for their last year's performance. So they did do a a theatre show last year.
Yes.
And it's part of that. So it's a bit of a takeoff of their theatre show as well.
Still keeping your cards quite close to the chest.
Huh? We need people to come and watch it, I guess.
No problem. I mean, if you are listening and if you are interested, please go check out their website. If you have people that are interested in participating, get in touch with the people at Many Hats Yuri. Get in touch with Cassie. They're beautiful people. The community that they've built is beautiful. The venue that they've got is just absolutely stacked. You'll have a good time. The people who are joining will have a great time. I've really got to thank you, Cassie. Thank you so much for coming out to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you, Sinclair, for having us in, and we really appreciate it. And we'd love to hear from any of you, even if you have interests that you want to pursue. We'd love to hear your stories and help you tell them.
Perfect. Thanks, people. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Plains FM featured interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.